More than a dozen people have packed Bribie Island's Warram Beach overnight to remember Charlize Zamuda, the 17-year-old surf lifesaver killed by a shark on Monday afternoon. The beach entrance fence now covered with flowers, messages and candles. Noosa Mayor Frank Wilkie and Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli will be heading overseas later this month to attend a 10-day education and fact-finding delegation. They'll be among 11 leaders visiting Singapore, Manchester and Paris with the Council of Mayors Southeast Queensland, which is fully funding the trip. The delegation is set to examine transport, urban renewal, housing and waste management opportunities, as well as examples of legacies delivered through major infrastructure and events such as the Paris 2024 Games to ultimately help inform planning decisions in the lead up to the 2032 Games here. Council has released a draft plan to help shape the future of our dog exercise areas. Already, there are 54,000 registered dogs in the region, that number expected to grow over the next 20 years along with our population. In the draft plan, Council has proposed a further 15 kilometres of off-leash and 18 kilometres of on-leash dog exercise areas. Councillor Maria Suarez says it also details plans to establish 19 extra off-leash areas.
And upgrades to 7 existing sites. These improvements to the existing sites could include things like additional fencing.
The community can view the plans on Council's website and provide feedback until February 28. Steps Sunshine Coast has expanded its educational offering, opening a new program in Nambour. The C program is aimed at giving people the opportunity to improve their language, literacy, numeracy and digital literacy skills through individually tailored learning. The inclusive course has already been successful in parts of the Northern Territory and North Queensland, providing students with skills needed for further study and employment. The free education course is fully funded by the federal government.